Hi, everybody. Thanks for pushing play on Crucial Counseling's Hope Through the Journey podcast, where we're providing hope through the many challenges along our life journey. We're passing along actionable resources, tips, strategies, and tools you may need along the way. Our podcast is designed to help you create the life balance you want. We're also working hard to shatter the stigma that's associated with mental health by talking about it in a way that we can all understand. So thank you again for choosing to join us today. We are so grateful to all of our listeners, which means you and our blog subscribers as well. And if you're wondering, did he say blog? Why, yes, I did. And if you haven't become a subscriber yet, what are you waiting for? Stick around and we'll show you how you can do that at the end of today's podcast. But in the meantime, if you're wondering who I am, I'm your host, Alfred Crucial Jr. And if you've been a listener for a while, you know that our podcast has been on a little bit of a hiatus. That's right. Going through some changes. But it's back and we're taking on a new direction with a new format, and we hope you like it. Now, before we dive in, I want to acknowledge something. If you've been with us for a while, then you know that this podcast started as a team effort. My co-host and sister, Lethe, has decided, however, to step away from the show to focus on some new opportunities. And while I'll definitely miss our conversations together, this podcast is evolving, and I'm so excited for what's ahead. So let's continue to grow towards the best version of ourselves. And to that end, I was thinking about all of the information we've shared up until this point on this podcast. 21 episodes worth of what I hope has been valuable to you. But today, I wanted to help you as if you were sitting in front of me, and we were talking about tools and resources for your mental health. I know that a lot of you may be too busy to sit around and explore these different resources yourself. So let me be your travel agent for your journey for right now. And let me share some of my digital media tools and strategies, things that I want to recommend to you for what we'll call your mental health media toolbox. Right? I like that. I like that sounds. All right. Well, we talked a lot about the importance of mindfulness exercises for good mental health. So let's start there. But before we do, before I start passing along these resources, I need to make this very important disclaimer. You ready? I am not getting paid or compensated by any of these companies, publishers, or anything related to these resources that I'm about to share with you. I'm simply giving you my recommendations based on what I've seen work with myself personally, as well as with individuals and couples that I've worked with. All right, so I want to make sure I made that perfectly clear. So the first resource for mindfulness that I want to talk to you about is an app called Insight Timer. This is a great meditation app. I use it daily. Now, there's a free version of this app, which is perfectly fine. I've used that for a very long time, the free version. But recently, I decided to up my mindfulness game, and so I upgraded to the plus version just to expand my own personal work. But you don't have to. Like I said, the free version is perfectly fine for guided breathing meditations, sleep meditations, gentle music, all kinds of things. So there are some others outside of Insight Timer that I'll share with you. In Headspace, for example, is another one that's highly reviewed. Calm is a great one also. Also, both of them very good apps for guided meditations and the like. Now, while some of these are geared towards adults, there are a few that are good for the littles in your life too. There's one that I just recently came across called Smiling Mind. I recently downloaded this one for my little, and I've got to say, I'm so impressed with this. The content for kiddos on this app is just amazing, and it's based on acceptance and commitment therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy. I mean, it's evidence-based, right? So that's why I really appreciate it. I actually did one the other day with my little one, and he really enjoyed it. And so we're gonna keep doing that because I think it's so important to start young. Our kiddos are going through a lot of anxieties and fear, and so we want to do our best to get them started early to help them manage their feelings and, you know, their emotions. But like I said, again, there's several different ones for kiddos that you can try too. All right, let's talk about mood trackers. There are some pretty good ones out there for that too. There's one called Dailyo Journal. D-A-Y-L-I-O, journal. This is good. This is a cool app because it holds you accountable for daily activities so that you can track your mood, and it can help you meet your goals and make connections between your mood and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. I haven't used this one particularly myself, but I've heard some good things about it. All right, therapy platforms. These are ones that we've talked about a little bit before in prior podcasts, but I want to share those with you again because the more you hear it, the more you'll remember it, right? Repetition, repetition, repetition. That's how we learn. So if you're looking into starting therapy, there are a number of platforms that you can use to help you find the right therapist. And that's whether you want to see someone in person or online. Letty and I are on the Grow Therapy platform, and we really enjoy that a lot. We like being providers on this one. It works for us. But we also have profiles on Psychology Today and ZocDoc, which are search engines to find the right therapist for you. I love that you can use filters on these to find the right match for you. You can search by different filters. You can search by insurance provider, by years of experience of your provider, location, by the provider's specialty, or whether you want to meet with them in person or online. You can even find reviews of these therapists to help you decide. I'm a big review guy, so reviews are really helpful. There's another one that Lethy and I have both been providers for, BetterHelp, which is another therapy platform. I think she's still on the platform. I jumped off of it just because I wanted to concentrate elsewhere, but still a great platform for people looking for counseling services. And like I said, I think she's still on that one. This one doesn't require insurance, which is pretty cool for a lot of people that don't have insurance or don't want to go through their insurance. And they've got different plans available that you can choose. So you might want to check that one out if you're looking for therapy. Talkspace and 7Cups are also therapy platforms that you could either try yourself or recommend to a friend. Again, so many options as far as therapy platforms to choose from. Most of them really, really good. All right, let's keep adding to our mental health media toolbox by moving our attention to movement. You know, that thing where you get up off the couch and move? Yeah, that one. Now, please don't skip this part of the podcast. As much as I know some of you might want to, I know some of you are cringing right now because I mentioned the word exercise, but as my workout buddy Sean T once said, don't run from the work, do the work. Because that's when growth and progress happen. Anyway, I digress. There are plenty of apps that can help you track your movement. I've been using one called Map My Walk. This is an Under Armour product, and again, free version. I like it because it tracks your calories burned, time on the activity, heart rate, and other information that, again, holds you accountable. And I think accountability is an important part of this. You can also enter the type of movement you're doing on this app, whether it's a walk or a run, whether you're on the treadmill or not, whether it's a gym workout or you're swimming. Regardless of the movement, it will adjust for that as it measures your vitals and ultimately your results. So I like that a lot. But that's just one. Peloton and Nike have their own apps as well. I used to use one called Strava, run, bike, and hike app. That's really good too. Use that for just a little bit. But like I said, there are more, and they're as close as your Google or App Store. Whichever one you decide to go with, pick one and use it. Again, holding yourself accountable this way can lead to greater progress. Okay, let's turn to books for a bit. If you're into bibliotherapy, have I got a few for you. If you've been following us for a while, you're going to recognize these titles. I cannot more highly recommend Atomic Habits by James Clear for habit building and habit removal. Talk about repetition, repetition, repetition. I've said that book on several podcasts, but I love it. I love it so much. It's an easy read and practical in the way it approaches habit building. James Clear does an awesome job with that. I also love how it aligns with my professional work. I think that's why I like it so much too, because practically I use it not only in my life, but also in my professional work, because change is not easy. And doing something different is how change happens. But doing the work of change takes practice, and practice creates habits. You won't be disappointed with the power of this book. All right, my next recommendation for you is also one that's been referred to in our podcast before. It is Practical Optimism by Dr. Sue Varma. Another easy read and a great read at that. I love how Dr. Varma takes the reader through the essence of what it means to practice being a practical optimist. It's not a novel either, so each chapter can be read independently. And the helpful tools in this one are, well, practical, pardon the pun, and doable. So doable that I have what she calls the four M's right next to me on my whiteboard here to remind me to practice them on a daily basis. Incidentally, they are mastery, which is working on something you want to get good at, like playing the piano, learning a new language, something that will continue to stimulate the brain. Movement, there's that word again. Meaningful engagement, aka social connections, and mindfulness. Rewind a little bit back in this podcast for that one. Those are her four M's, and I think they're so practical. You want to read this book to really dive into it, though. And again, a great, great book. Cannot recommend that one enough. Another book that I love to talk about and recommend is The Happiness Trap by Dr. Russ Harris. Another practical book with tips, strategies, and interventions all based on acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT. So you know it's all evidence-based information. But most importantly, it works to help you manage and regulate those emotions that sometimes get a little out of control. A lot of the interventions I use in my professional work is taken from that book, so I know it works. If you're looking for a book on relationships, Fight Right is a good one. This is by Drs. John and Julie Gottman, one that I'd recommend. Drs. Gottman have been in the relationship space for decades and have done longitudinal studies with couples to back their research. If you want to learn how to fight right, this one is calling your name. For married couples, the Gottmans also have a book called The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work. This one has been around for quite some time and has received just rave reviews. And I'm telling you, if it's coming from the Gottmans, you're headed in the right direction. Now, let's talk music and podcasts. Music first. I love music. So much so that my dream growing up was to become a rock and roll star. But again, I digress. Seriously though, what's on your playlist? Pop, rock, jazz, Latin, R&B. Personally, I prefer upbeat and inspirational music. That seems to do the trick for me. But I also know that everyone is different and enjoys different types of music. The one thing we know is that music is powerful. Now, how do I know this? Think about it. Have you ever been going through your daily routine and a certain song pops up on the radio that has some emotional attachment to you? And what happens? It takes you back, doesn't it? I can tell you, there are songs that I listen to and it immediately takes me back to that time or experience in my life where the song made a connection with me and my emotional response. I was in a department store not too long ago and Beyoncé's Love on Top came on. It stopped me in my tracks and I did a happy dance while I sang along with the song. People must have thought I was crazy, but I didn't care. The song put me in a great mood and I loved the feeling. Music is transformational. Now, having said that, it always throws me for a loop when I ask people what they listen to when they're sad, for example, and I find out they're listening to sad music. How do you think that's going to make you feel? Now, feelings are okay to feel, don't get me wrong. But if we're intentionally trying to exacerbate the feeling, I don't know that that's very healthy. I think I'm making the point here that for our mental health, the music we listen to matters. As a matter of fact, according to research done by Harmon and Rahman et al. In 2008 and 2021, respectively, Western classical music has been reported to exert a positive correlation between individuals' mental health and daily behavior, as well as reduce anxiety and alleviate depression in patients with psychiatric disorders, such as schizophrenia. Bottom line, music matters, my friends. So you may want to tweak that playlist. I'm just saying. On the subject of music, many artists also, such as Adele, Alanis Morissette, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar, Kid Cudi, Demi Lovato, all of these artists have spoken out about their mental health battles from postpartum depression to suicide ideation. In these cases, music has become a creative outlet to let go of and manage mental health struggles. So it's not only therapeutic to listen to, but also to write music too. It's kind of like journaling in that way. All right, now we turn to podcasts. Well, look no further than the one you're listening to right now. Shameless plug, I know. In the area of mental health, podcasts are a plenty. Mental health topics have bled over into business and marketing creators as well, so be careful that the information you're getting is coming from a solid source. One podcast that is interesting to listen to is The Happiness Lab, hosted by Yale professor Dr. Lori Santos. This is one you've got to look into. Dr. Santos has researched the science of happiness, and you'd be surprised what she's discovered. It will change the way you think about happiness. If you want to hear more about it, search it up and take a listen. Another mental health podcast you might want to listen to is Dear Therapists, hosted by Lori Gottlieb and Guy Winch. This is an interesting podcast in that the hosts bring listeners into therapy sessions, with permission, of course, from the clients. But in the podcast, you'll hear patients realize situations and listen to recommendations and homework assignments that the therapists give. The episodes end by checking back in with the patients months later to hear about their progress, which is pretty cool, pretty neat. If you're a fan of Brené Brown, you may want to give a listen to her podcast, Unlocking Us, which is about relationships. She just recently relaunched her podcast as well. And these are just a few of the many mental health podcasts. So listen to some, see which ones speak to you, like I know ours does. Okay, time to close out our mental health toolbox with social media. The general rule of thumb here is that regardless of whomever you choose to follow on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, choose ones that speak to you. People or organizations that align with the person you want to be. I follow different people that speak to me, like Dr. Sue Varma. I also follow The Holistic Psychologist, or Mental Health America is another one I follow. Dr. Judy Ho. And I'm at peace with that because I know their influence helps me become a better person, and that feels good. So maybe you're using some different resources that I didn't mention for this mental health media toolbox, and that's fine. Use whatever is going to help you move towards the best version of you. Wait, did you hear that? That was the mic drop on today's show. I hope today's podcast has been helpful and provided you with some good, healthy, and productive resources that you can use now as you focus on making some healthy habits towards your mental health. As I stated at the top of the show, we are so grateful that you've taken time out of your day to listen to our podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family, post the link on social media, or forward the link to anyone you feel might need to hear it. Make sure you don't miss a single episode of the podcast by hitting the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. And if you're moved, I'd appreciate a review of our podcast to get more listeners and to get our message out to everyone. And don't forget, one of those platforms is YouTube, so check us out there too. And as promised, if you want more from us, you can sign up for our blog on our website, CrishellCounseling.com, that's CRISELLCOUNSELING.com. Become a subscriber today. If social media is your thing, give me a follow on Instagram at CrishellJr.Alfred. Well, until we meet again, life is a journey, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to share a little piece of my life with you. Remember, you're not alone. We're in this together. We got this. Talk soon.